welcome everyone into Saints Sports Weekly, brought to you by Siena Heights University and Magic Fountain Mini Storage and Auto Wash. Jeff Bowman, along with Coach Fred Smith, and we're efforting our guest in here tonight as going to talk some esports, hopefully, with Steve Robinson. Trying to call him. And Coach isn't getting anything. I'm not getting anything.
They're esporting, Coach. That's what they're doing.
They're doing something out there.
They're playing League of Legends here. I'm texting him right now.
All right, you can text him. And that's the thing. I can't wait to talk to him because I'm looking at some of their stuff and their stats and their games and looking at who plays what and everything, and I'm looking at all the different verbiage on here that I have no clue about.
Yeah, we had a great show. He's, I know you heard, he's very articulate and excited about it, so he's a great guest. So hopefully we'll reach him in a second.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. When I was reading who our stuff was going to be today and then kind of pulling it up on the online and looking at things, so we're going to talk about some esports, but in the interim, we can talk about some other things going on campus this week. We've got doubleheader against Indiana Tech on Wednesday that you and Pat Hayes are going to be with the men's and women's, hopefully the women's.
Yeah, and we're kind of waiting to see the status of our women as they've been like very similar to U of M's men. They've rescheduled or canceled their previous two games.
Right.
And so we're, it's just, he's calling me right now.
Okay.
I'll have him, I guess.
Yeah, step out and have him call. Okay. Either answer or have him call 265-4000. So Fredo's going in the hallway to chat with Coach. Hopefully there's no issues. I know they had a team meeting practice at 7 o'clock tonight, so we're going to effort getting him on tonight. And then one of his student athletes, Savannah Mott, is also going to be with us. And so am I calling him or is he calling
us? He's calling 265-4000. Okay. We'll get going.
That's right. Wait till I see the lights blinking, and when that's blinking, I'll be ready to get going. But again, we've got Indiana Tech coming to town for basketball, and as you said, the women have been out for a bit, but he's calling right now, so we'll chat with that if we need to at the end.
Yeah, while you're getting Steve here, it's kind of tough because that was a huge, huge game. It is a huge game.
Yes.
We just don't know where we're going to be personnel-wise.
Right.
As we know, Peyton hurt her knee, and we don't know how long she's out.
Right.
And so there's some question marks there over it right now.
Yeah. Well, again, hopefully we got Coach Steve Robinson on the line. Coach, you with us?
We're here. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Life happens, right?
It does happen. It does.
we know that. So when those things happen, you got to check it out. Make sure you take control of it and get what you got doing. So again, we are here with the esports coach. And it's good to have you on. I know you were on before with Coach Smith and with John Kane. And, again, this is Jeff Bowman. And I'm looking forward to talking to you because I'm looking at your stats and looking at all the different things on here and trying to figure out what the heck some of the stuff means. So I'm glad that hopefully you'll be able to fill me in on some of this.
Drew, I'll do it again.
So, I'm taking some little notes here. So we – just to let the layman know and people that didn't listen to the show last time possibly. So I'm looking at, first of all, reading some stuff. We've got the Rocket League. So explain a little bit about that, I guess.
Yeah, so that is actually probably the most simple or the most simplistic title that we have. Rocket League is 3v3, our team versus your team, soccer, everybody uses a car. So everyone's driving around in a car to get a ball into a net.
Okay.
And we've had a good tradition over the years in Rocket League, right?
We have. Yeah, we have. I know back in 2018, they had a pretty solid roster that unfortunately kind of broke up. But we're on the verge of bringing one back. So.
All right, so that's a head-to-head 3v3, and that's played in the same room and stuff too against each other? Or are you at different locations?
Yeah, it could be either or, and that is one of the beauties of esports in general as an athletic sport in itself is we don't have to be in front of that other team.
Right.
And especially with COVID going on, it makes it a little easier because we don't have to put
All right, we're losing you a little bit there, so we got lost the connection, but I kind of understand the fact of, especially in this COVID issues, that it's nice to be able to, you can still compete and not have to be in the same building.
Definitely, 100%.
So now I'm looking at some of the other one. There's Overwatch.
Right, and that is 66. That one is a little more on the strategic side, kind of 66. Your squad versus our squad, you're either taking a point or taking charge of another obstacle. Whoever has it with the most amount of time left, they win, essentially.
So taking a point and getting an object, what are we talking about then on the screen as far as those things go?
Yeah, so one of the modes is literally kind of like a hard point scenario where there's a designated area on the map. The team that holds that point the longest with the most players on that specific point of the map, up to 100%, whoever holds it the longest, they win that round. Another one is called escort or the payload. So a team is guarding a convoy or a truck. The other team is trying to eliminate that team that is guarding it from reaching its destination.
Gotcha. All right, and then Hearthstone is another one.
Hearthstone is pretty simple. When I first had got into it a couple years back, I equated it with a kind of like a spades approach, so to speak.
Okay.
Card game, 1v1, can be 2v2, but you're on the same screen more or less, and your job is to eliminate your opponent. Starts out at 20 health. Whoever drops down to zero first, they essentially win.
Okay. Now, reading it, I mean, NBA 2K, I know what that one is.
Yeah, that's a pretty simple one, right?
And then the League of Legends, there's that on there as well.
The League of Legends, that is, in my opinion, I would probably say the most complex of the games that we have. 5v5, every player on your team has a specific job in a specific area of the map or of the layout in itself. You're able to build up your character with certain items, certain skills, and you go 5v5 against the other opponents. Going to get certain objectives as far as dragons or towers, and your end goal is to take out the enemy's camp, essentially.
Okay.
Their big diamond.
All right, and then I'm looking, you know, at your schedule, and you've got the WAC. Obviously, that's, you know, the Wolverine Hoosier Athletic Conference, and then you have the NACE. Now, what is the meaning behind that?
Yeah, so NACE is the National Association for Collegiate Esports. That is the big league that we're in now. Last year and in previous years, they were in ECAC, a little bit different. That's a smaller conglomerate of schools and conferences. NACE is more so essentially the big dogs. That's where all the big-name schools are. That's where they compete at the highest level, more so than not. So that's what we decided to go with this year. Had kind of gotten away from it a couple years back due to some administration and leadership issues through there on their end. And trying to get things steered in the right direction. So now we're a part of that as well.
All right. Well, that answers a lot of stuff for me. So I appreciate, again, just kind of helping me out with some of that. Because, like I said, it's one of those that, you know, you hear about esports. But, you know, even the website is not overly, you know, doesn't clear a lot of things up on there for what you're searching for without diving deep into it. So I appreciate 100%. The little heads up there. And so now... Again, with this, so the WAC has its own. Is it all of the WAC schools, or is there a certain percentage of teams that are in the WAC that actually have esports?
Yeah. So as of now, we have or had this past season for Rocket League, we had 7 schools that were included in our conference. We now have 8 with Rochester joining in. So we'll have 8 coming into this spring season, spring semester. So the plan is hopefully to get every school that's in the WAC involved, and it all depends on, you know, administration and athletic departments on campuses and what they feel is best and how they want to attack it. Some have decided not to get involved. Others like-minded as we are here at SHU, we've decided to get in onto the ball early and kind of put pedal to the metal right away type of thing.
Now, I know one of the other things that came to mind when we were talking is I know it's a big thing for guys going online and being able to watch some of these big-name gamers play some of the games. Is that an option for you as at Siena Heights or some of the other schools that you play against? Is there a way to be able to view your games as they're going on, or is that not a capability yet here at the collegiate level?
It is, and that is actually a big piece of it. That's a very big part of it, and what has kind of propelled the collegiate scene to where it is currently. And that is even diving deeper, that's a big part of the recruiting process as well, because that's where we do a lot of our recruiting from in that term. So, like, Twitch is the most mainstream streaming platform where you're able to broadcast and showcase events and matches and tournaments and conference games, so to speak, for the masses, for them to log on and find it, spectate those. They're able to comment as well, watching it, and people who are commentating or analyzing the game in live time, they're able to respond and read those comments aloud and kind of get feedback on what is happening. So that's a big part of it, and that allows the broadcast side of it to be extremely important. So, a traditional sport, you have PA announcers or people who kind of give you stats and minute-to-minute updates and whatnot as you're watching those games and those contests. Same exact thing for us on the Twitch platform itself.
Okay, that's awesome. So that's why, you can recruit that way then? I mean, you've got guys probably watching some of your games, and that's who you can kind of go after and people that know about you already. And can you, recruit schools that you're playing against that kind of like the transfer portal type of a deal, or is that kind of frowned upon?
No, to a degree, I mean, that is essentially what it is. And that is a big part of esports in itself, is it's so progressive and so new to a lot of programs and to a lot of conferences in itself. The big leagues like the NCAA, they won't touch, they're not trying to touch it because there's so much that is involved with it, right? So the NAIA did a great job kind of getting ahead of the curve right away and figuring out what works best. So, as I mentioned with Twitch and social media in itself, that's a big platform for directors like myself to recruit and to reach out to players and to figure out, hey, this kid could be a great fit, or this individual could be a great asset to the university, and we could be a good asset to them as well for their future. So it's a lot of give and take that way, and social media and Twitch has done a great job of that for us so far.
Well, I know, looking in your bio, you came here as a football athlete and then, graduated and left and went back to Indiana and then started the esports at the high school you were at. Is that something that you had been interested in before, or did that opportunity just kind of show up where they were maybe trying to put something in place and you were in the right place at the right time, or were you integral in actually starting the program up?
So I kind of got into gaming on the computer side of it here at Siena Heights. One of my best friends got me into it. Then fast forward the year after I left here, so in 2016, I kind of started hearing the rumblings of Siena getting a program together. So I missed that boat, but I was able to kind of do a lot of research on my own and figure out, hey, this is how it could look. This is what it would look like at the high school level. So, a lot of that, actually, the majority of it was all kind of on my end from scratch and figuring out how it could work, taking it to the athletic director that I was pretty close with and saying, hey, this is what I need. This is what I would like to do. How can we kind of get it situated, getting a space to do it, and then kind of going from there. So it wasn't a long process, but it definitely had a lot of legwork involved.
Now, do you have some pushback from some of the other so-called, athletic department staff, coaches, and that say this is not, even though it's called esports, that are saying this is not a sport per se? Is that kind of a stigma that you kind of have to get over?
Yeah, of course. And so, like, for me, and for my, I can give the best for my example, obviously. At the high school level, for me, when I graduated and went back, I went straight into coaching the wide receivers, which I was one here. I went straight back to my high school alma mater and started coaching there. So I was already kind of in the coaching carousel a little bit, and people knew me pretty well. So they knew the mindset that I had when I started with the esports program, and letting them know that, yes, traditionally you can say it's not as physically taxing, which it isn't, you know, but the mental grind of it, the hand-eye coordination, and all these other elements and skills that you put on display are just as vital. And you know, in some regards, the decisions that you have to make are even quicker, right? There's no lull in a lot of the games that you compete in at the esports level. So you have to be on your P's and Q's at all times, which you would have to be for any other sport. So the pushback was there. It wasn't a loud echo, but there were definitely whispers here and there. So, for me especially, I think a lot of that was a good thing, because then it prompted the conversation. And that conversation is something that we were missing, and that we're still missing a lot now, is, well, it's called esports, but how is it actually defined as one? So having that conversation changes the demeanor of those who have those thoughts, right? So it makes it a better understanding for all around.
Right, there you go. I mean, that's kind of, you know, like a lot of people have in the past, you know, looking at NASCAR and say, well, they're not an athlete. Well,
100%.
You know, you're 100%. Sitting in a car for that long, and you got to have all the different, you know, the hand-eye and everything you need to do and the stamina to do that. And,
sure.
You know, I jokingly remember here somebody years ago that we were talking about different sports and whether it was a sport or not. And this person's definition was, if you can pull a groin, it's a sport. If you can't, it's not.
That's a pretty basic definition, but it's applicable sometimes.
Right. I always thought that was pretty funny. I'm like, well, there's a lot of new ones now where maybe you're not going to pull a groin that are
definitely
considered
definitely
a sport, but that was always a fun. Hey, if you can pull a groin, I call it a sport.
100%.
Hey, Coach, when we last talked, you know, you were trying to get our program reorganized. It wasn't, you know, an easy venture for you, but you were in the process of getting these games filled, your roster, you know, and, you know, just looking at the website, you know, you had around 20 young people on your roster. Where do you stand now?
So actually, I ended up losing two that graduated over this fall. So lost two there, but actually gained two transfers. So I'm still at that 20 number currently. So we're sitting even keel, batting 100% right now, which is a good thing. And, you know, those two transfers that came in, one was from a junior college in Lansing. The other one is actually a first-time freshman, had went for a semester, ended up leaving, trying to get himself situated, decided to come back. So, that you know, those are two important pieces because they're, you know, they're natives, they're Michigan natives, which makes it nice for me because the last time we talked, a big part of, you know, revamping and the rebirth of the program is being able to recruit in our own backyard.
So, you know,
getting both of those two on board here was important. So for us, you know, as it stands now, the recruiting class that I am shooting for is upwards of 22. The number that I gave myself. I've adjusted it, and it's every time I've adjusted it this past semester, it's gone up. It hasn't gone down, which is a good thing. So, you know, looking at that 22 by next fall puts us at 40 plus, which is the ideal number. And as we talked about the first time through, me hitting that number consistently allows me to ask to be spoiled a little bit and try to expand a little bit more.
Right. So currently, many sports go through a lull between semesters and that. Where are we at with esports? I mean, you know, when did you end and when do you start up again, so to speak, competition-wise?
And for us, Coach, that's the beautiful part about it. There's no real lull, right? So we obviously have like a smaller off season. So we ended our WAC conference play for Rocket League. We ended that in the middle of November. So they had from November 18th until the end of December to regroup, reassess, and kind of get the mental focus back on par. Now in January, the end of this month, we're back into it with Rocket League, with Smash, with Hearthstone. So we don't have a lot of time off, which is nice for me because that allows the student-athlete to stay mentally prepped and ready all the time. So there's not too many lulls in between. And, you know, for us, that's another good thing about our sport in itself is weather doesn't play a factor. So football, you know, they can't do a lot outside right now. They'll have spring ball down the road, but there's not a lot they can do technically. For us, there's no such thing as that. So we can compete every day, 365 days a year, if it is advantageous for us.
All right. Well, we got to take a time out, and I want to come back and talk a little bit more with you because one thing you just said to Fred brought up another question for me, and I've got another one to tie into that as well. So we're going to take a quick time out, and we're going to come back and talk a little more esports with head coach for Siena Heights Esports, Steve Robinson. We'll be back with more right here. Saint Sports Weekly, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about. Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman with you here, along with Coach Fred Smith and Mr. Steve Robinson, head coach of the East Sports. And Coach, so you said one other thing to Fred during the that break coming out of there was a smash. Was that, what is that, another game thing, the smash ball?
It is. Yes, it is.
So what? Explain that one. That one got away from me when all of a sudden you said that to Coach, and I'm like, wait a minute. That's not what I asked before. Where'd that come from?
For sure, yeah. So smash is more of a 1v1, can be 2v2, melee animated fighting game, so to speak. So you're able to pick characters, animated characters, such as Mario or Luigi, characters like that in Nintendo aspect. We're able to compete against the other team, all right? So they're able to use animated fighting moves and throw people off. A lot of it is cartoonish, so a lot of it is super friendly for the younger generation. But that is a big title right now in the Midwest, and especially in Michigan. Michigan is a huge hub as far as competitions and tournaments around the state for that particular title.
All right, so we're having some issues on our end on that one, but again, that's a nice one-on-one thing. Now, one thing that I was really looking at, Coach, was looking at the bios and rosters and some of the names that they have, and also extremely vague from this. I'm from Michigan, and this is my nickname. I mean, like when you look at a lot of bios and a lot of rosters, there's a lot more information. Is that
for sure?
What's the story on that?
Yeah, for sure. And that is one thing, kind of going back to the program in general as a whole, the past couple of years has not been fleshed out the way it should be. And that, which is, it seems small to some, that is such a big deal, as you mentioned, because that is, for a lot of our players, they might not get the exposure that you would get on the basketball court, right? So a lot of people are looking to their players, or if you're a parent, you're looking for your son or daughter on their bio, and that's all you get, right? So we are actually in the process now. I have a marketing team here, like specifically for our actual program. We're going to be working on getting that situated in the next couple of days with the updated mugshots, updated bio info, and things of that nature to kind of flesh it out and make it more of a wholesome, family, tight-knit community aspect that is appealing to the eye and actually helps provide that access to each player.
Well, and that's, I thought, especially for the recruiting side of it. I mean, if you've got, you know, some kids looking at you and say, hey, I'll go check out our website, see where some of these kids are from and see what their history is and where, you know, where their background is. And, you know, without any of that there, it makes it difficult.
It definitely does. Definitely does.
Well, you know, Coach, I don't mean to jump in here, but having, you know, coached 30 years, I can tell you, you know, one of the things at Siena, like any school our size, but, you know, we're probably, if not the largest athletic department in our conference, pretty much the largest, and for have one SID with one assistant,
100%.
I can tell you what I had to do as basketball coach is I wrote our freshman bios. As head coach, that's what I did. I wrote them, and
100%.
And that's just something you do at our level. And I just give you know, as far as giving you that advice, and I like to give that advice to all the coaches, man. That's when you're the head coach, and you're kind of combination head coach, director, the whole nine yards of all these different type of sports.
For sure.
You got to do a lot of things, and that's one thing we talked about last time is you're not only just running esports, you're trying to become an expert in all these games you so eloquently described quickly. You know, we did last time with John because John and I were, you know, you just did such a great job. And I want to touch on that again. How do you stay up on these games? And are you getting some help from some people that are maybe experts? You know what I mean? As you build a staff, so to speak.
Definitely, definitely. And real quick, if I could, just to piggyback kind of off of what you had mentioned a second ago, Coach, and that is a big reason why I had mentioned, you know, for us, our program, I'm building it out now currently for upcoming freshmen and players that we have currently here, that marketing team and that branding and social media team, like that is going to be, you know, something that is taken off my plate because they will be in charge of doing all of those things. So that, you know, those sport management majors that we have here, they'll be in charge of those bios and then those mugshots and those promo videos and stuff like that. That is, and to be honest, this is just me and how I was raised. The more I have on my plate, the less I'm worried about if things go wrong, right? So if everything's on my plate, I know it all gets done the way I need it to be done because I know I was in charge of it.
But so, on the flip side of that, though, Coach, you know, especially from the football side, how it takes, you know, you've got a coordinator for this, you got your defense coordinator, you got your position groups. And so, you know, with you explaining, okay, we've got, you know, the Rocket League stuff and we've got some the Overwatch and Hearthstone and League of Legends and all these other ones. And so, you know, do you have somebody that's kind of a little more specific to some of these games as far as, you know, where your strong suits are? And do you have a so-called assistant that you can say, okay, when we're doing this one, that's kind of that's their go-to? How do you work with that as far as, you know, trying to figure out, you know, where somebody's strong suit is, especially trying to work on that with you, you know, having to have the knowledge of everything?
Definitely, definitely. So, and this, for me, and this is this breakdown kind of sums it up in a nutshell and kind of provides the overarching theme of what esports at the collegiate level is for people that are not necessarily in the space, right? So this analogy that I kind of have heard over the years and I've kind of taken a hard look at, you always, or in theory, when you look at a collegiate esports program, you can equate it to an athletic program, like an athletic department in general at a collegiate level, right? So the athletic director that we have, Sue, she's in charge of every sport technically here, right? So she oversees all of them, but she has a head coach at each position for every sport. The esports program is in that same mode, whereas the AD of the esports program is me. Now, I'm working to get coaches for each specific title because, like you said, each specific title is different on so many levels. There's so much that goes into Rocket League that does not go into League of Legends. You know, it's a completely different side of it that goes into Overwatch, that doesn't go into Smash. So, you know, when I got here, there was not an assistant coach on staff. We have a GA position currently that wasn't able to be filled because I kind of started right before the school year began. So I wasn't able to fill that. I will say in the future and as years progress, the plan and the ultimate goal for me is to have a designated coach for each individual title, which allowed me to kind of be that official director overseeing the titles as a whole, making sure everything is as it should be and progressing the program in totality as far as recruitment, expansion, and everything else under that umbrella.
That's a perfect answer. That's what I was looking for. But right now you're still having to, you know, you're the pitching coach, you're also the you know, the hitting coach and the third base coach and everything else right now.
Right. And you know, to that extent, and I think coach will understand this, you know, as a basketball coach and being here for so long, I think there's a deeper sense of pride in knowing that you built something that is super successful when you have to be hands in everything at the start. Because now you know exactly what it took to get to that point, so you're more inclined and willing to not rest on your laurels and make sure that that stays a successful part of what that program is. So for me, you know, coming into it this first year solo, so to speak, I actually like it that way because it allows me to, in a sense, fail at some things and understand how I need to do it moving forward to make sure it's successful.
Well, I think on the same side with that too, then when you bring somebody in, you'll be able to understand maybe where they're having some problems and you can relate to that going, yeah, that's 100%. The same thing I had. So I mean, you know, maybe I won't kind of get on him as much because that's something that was troublesome for me. So that's, you know, you kind of know where your roles and limitations are as well.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Well, you know, the good news, Coach, is like you say, you know, you've developed the program already. You did it from the ground up already.
Right.
And your enthusiasm certainly is boundless. And to be truthful, you know, things change. And as, you know, Coach Sanford and I always laugh about how things have changed, not only in the game that we coach for so many years, but in the atmosphere around things like social media and the importance of reaching people we could never reach before, you know? And so some of that, you're right, being a young person, you know, this is great because you can lead us to the next level. But right now, what do you think is, if you would have to quantify your challenges as 1, 2, and 3, as most important, next important, what do you think they are in the development of this program?
Yeah, so, you know, the biggest thing and the most important hurdle that we'll be looking to overcome is the brand itself, right? So, you know, Coach Smith knows he was here kind of when the program got started and off the ground. You know, it had some bright spots, and then it kind of faded into the background, so it hasn't been at the forefront, right? It hasn't even been in the middle. It's kind of been brought to the wayside or cast aside. So that the biggest obstacle is getting that exposure and getting back into that realm of notoriety, right? Being known and being understood and established. You know, the second piece is the recruiting aspect and being able to recruit in Michigan. Michigan is the biggest esports hub collegially in the U.S.
Wow.
Absolutely the biggest state. This is where a lot of the top players come from. This is where a lot of the big name events are. Immortals, which is a professional esports organization based out of California, they actually just moved to the Great Lakes region to build another HQ headquarters to literally expand the growing population of esports teams and programs here. So that kind of shows you where we are. So that second tier and that second obstacle is the recruiting aspect. The third one, and you know, it's, I don't want to say the least important because it's number three, but one that is equally as important is the communications piece. So for us, and you know, these conversations, like I mentioned, are important because being at Siena Heights, being a liberal arts school, which is, you know, heavily focused on the academics, right, which it should be in, you know, nursing and liberal arts as far as theater and education and all these things, you know, they are huge parts of who we are and who we strive to be as individuals and adults. But I would be extremely remiss to not mention how big a part, as Coach mentioned a second ago, the technology piece and aspect of it will be moving forward. And esports does a phenomenal job of expanding that horizon and letting our youth and our future generations see and really take hold of what it can be. Esports, you know, there are so many, the percentage of pro athletes in esports is so small compared to what is actually on the background of it. You know, the communications, the broadcasting, the analytics, the management, the marketing. There are so many avenues that are tapped in and so many degrees that can be used. And the biggest thing is being able to have those conversations and let people know, hey, it actually can be offered in this realm itself.
Yeah, that's awesome. Let them know the availability out there.
Definitely, definitely.
All right, so one last thing as I'm looking over the roster again, because we're going to talk to Savannah, and looks to me, first of all, that she is the only female on the team, correct?
She is.
And so what's SSBU then? What does that stand for?
That is Super Smash Bros.
Okay.
That was the last game we made.
Gotcha. Yep. Okay. All right. I'm learning.
You getting it. I like it.
Next time when we talk again, Coach, I'll have some of this down. I'll have maybe, probably not, go and played some, but that's probably.
But see, what we do the next time we meet up, we need to have you here in our arena so we can play while we talk. Then we make sure you're on par.
I have a hard enough time just talking if I'm trying to play something and talk. That's going to be really difficult. It'll be fun. Maybe, you know, 2K. I go back to, you know, my fingers aren't quick enough to do some of these things.
That's fair.
You know, I Fred and I go back to when there was, you know, Pong, when you had one, kind of slide one thing up and down, you know, that's it. That, you know, when you get more than one button involved, that really, that messes with you.
we can set Pong up once or twice a year, for sure.
There you go. All right. Coach Smith and I will be in there playing Pong while we're talking with you. That'll work.
There we go.
That's about our speed. So, okay, Coach, so Savannah around then, so we're going to take a time out and come back and talk with her?
100%.
All right, perfect.
Hey, best of luck, Coach. Keep up the good work.
Yes, appreciate it. Thank you. All right, have a good one. That's Coach Steve Robinson from the eSports here at CNIH University. So we're going to take a quick time out and come back and talk with Savannah Mott, one of his players V-Lady, looks like her her game name is. So we'll talk with her when we come back with more Saints Sports Weekly, brought to you by Siena Heights University and Magic Fountain Mini Storage and Auto Wash, right here at 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena, a Catholic university. Located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
And welcome back into 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith with you here on Saints Sports Weekly, and it's the Esports night tonight going on, and we're going to bring in Savannah Mott. Savannah, welcome into Saint Sports Weekly.
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Well, how is it being the only lady on this this whole team? And, you know, you go in and click on co-ed sports, but you barely make it a co-ed sport. You're the only one on the team.
Well, I do my best. I do everything I can. It might have its challenges cultural wise, but it's definitely rewarding because this is even though I'm the only girl, I still love everyone. They're my teammates. They mean a lot to me, and I couldn't ask for any better teammates.
So now, nickname is it Vladdy or is it something else?
Yep, my screen name is Vladdy.
Is Vladdy, okay. Gotcha, because I'm looking at the bio, and I talked with Coach earlier how there, it's a very vague bio, but we've got Vladdy, you're from Michigan, and you were a sophomore, and you went to BGSU. That's what we got before. So what part of Michigan are you from?
I'm actually from Clinton. Oh. I was born and raised there.
Yeah, right. It's the same here.
Yeah.
Go Red.
Yeah.
So how did you get into to esports then?
Well, I've always enjoyed video games. I grew up playing Pokemon and Tekken, and when I transferred from Bowling Green State University to Siena Heights University, I found out there was an esports team, and I just went on from there. I joined, and now I play Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Now, how did you decide ultimately on the Super Smash compared to some of the other opportunities that were there?
Well, I originally played Rocket League, and then as soon as I kind of started playing a little bit of Smash, and I enjoyed that a lot more than playing Rocket League. So, yep, it was more of a fit for me than car soccer.
There you go. So how did you end up back in Lenawee County then, starting at BG and then coming back and going to Siena?
So I began my higher education level career at BGSU. I was originally a chemistry major, and then there was a few issues at BGSU. I didn't like how they handled it, so I transferred. I wanted to be closer to home and have more of a smaller school feeling than I had at BGSU.
Yeah, sometimes that happens, especially, you know, when you come out of a school the size of Clinton. It can be overwhelming sometimes to have that many people. And, you know, it's nice to be able to kind of get back to what you're used to a little bit more of having being a little more grounded and having a little more access to, you know, professors and people to kind of work through things.
Yep, I learn a lot better when it's smaller classes and professors can talk to instead of the 200 people size level lecture halls.
So, Savannah, what are you planning to pursue educationally at Siena right now? You talked about chemistry. Do you know what direction you're on?
Well, right now, I switched from chemistry to business, and right now the plan is doing business with accounting specialty.
Oh, that's outstanding. Good for you. The next question I had at Clinton, does not have any organized esports structure there, or do they or not?
They did not have anything of the sorts when I was there, and I don't think they have any plans for it now.
I was mostly
on like doing STEM stuff,
right?
And Quiz Bowl. It was kind of a big nerd back at the school.
Okay, great. Are you staying on campus or are you commuting every day, Savannah?
I am staying on campus. I love it. It's close. It's not much of a walk, and it's great because where I live doesn't have internet, so it's definitely a big step up from what I need.
I understand that where I live too. So you know, I live out in the sticks, so quite an adjustment. Well. I guess just to give you a quick historical perspective, you know, I was at Siena 44 years, and I was actually the athletic director there when we first began it, even though Coach Siljabek kind of led the charge. And at the time, we've changed so much, and so I think Coach Robson gave us leadership. We had an all-women's League of Legends team, you know, and that was one of our focuses with the coach, but that was two coaches ago. So hopefully, just so there is hope, I guess I want to tell you, and it's so great that you are kind of, I guess, leading the charge for the females, and because, you know, that was the aim when we started the program. So when do you start up again with your particular with your specialty?
Our game, our team starts January 27th. That will be our first game, first match of the season.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah. Now, and Coach was asking you about you know, talking about the all-female teams before, are you trying to recruit a few more lady athletes for your e-sport team, or as far as recruiting, helping coach with that, you know, maybe even reaching out, or if some of the girls come on campus for visits, kind of you doing a little bit of helping with that recruiting side of it?
Yeah, I've tried to, you know, talk to a couple of them, and so far they're just, they don't play competitively. I almost had a girl join the Overwatch team, but she ended up not doing them because she has to work a lot of hours for work, and she just couldn't do the time commitment.
Well,
any other luck.
Well, Coach was talking about trying to bring in a lot more students, so maybe you can bring in a few more, and so you won't be the only girl on the team. That'd be nice to have a few more, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. Sometimes it does get awkward when people notice that I'm the only girl on the team. Sometimes I don't want to be singled out or anything, but I'll take whatever's thrown at me. I just, you know, want to be on the team and work hard and make everyone else around me better and make the program a better place. Mm-hmm. And if that means being the only girl, then that's what I'll deal with.
Savannah, what has surprised you about competing collegiately thus far?
That's a very good question. I've been surprised at how accepting others, like my teammates and coach and like other teams, are of people if they're not up to the same level. You know, like if someone new switches game or they pick up a different game and transfer, everyone is just is very accepting and will work with you in order to get you up better at the game. And it's a lot of teamwork and friendship amongst each other and between the games themselves as well.
So there is that level of competitiveness, but at the same time, there's the understanding and the help to grow the sport and to grow every you know, all these different activities to make everybody better, which can, in the long run, you know, helps the whole program out.
Yep, because in the end, even though whoever wins or loses, it feels like just a celebration of coming together and just being able to enjoy video games and do what we love at our age. It's a wonderful experience.
You know, Savannah, that's great to hear. You know, I'm an old basketball coach by trade, and sometimes we lost sight of that in terms of the competitiveness of trying to win. And I was blessed that I coached cross country from 81 to 84. That's a long, long time ago. But what I learned is the runners all were so, they would compete, but at the end, there was no, I want to say it. Everybody was just excited to talk about how somebody else did, and you could. It was about it was still competitive, but not to the point of putting the other person down, is what I'm trying to say. And that's good to hear, because I had heard that sometimes there's a lot of trash talking in these video games. And I mean, that's what I've heard. I'm not a video game person. So have you noticed that at all?
Yes. So at collegiate level, like if you're at college playing esports, that stuff is not allowed whatsoever. It can lead to ejections out of games and, you know, even suspension or even just fully getting kicked off the team. But if someone just has an Xbox or PC and they're not doing esports. It's just they're by themselves, and you'll hear a lot of nasty, vulgar things being said, especially if you're a girl. And this is what a lot of this is a big issue today is that if you know if you're a girl or if you're just somehow a quote unquote like known minority somehow, then you're going to get really targeted, and some nasty, really nasty things can be said. But that stuff can be avoided by, you know, just turning off voice chat and stuff and just playing the game and ignoring people.
There you go. That's just it. Just ignore it and let them realize that it doesn't matter and it's not affecting you. And half the time when that happens, they realize that they're not going to need to do it to you anymore. Well, again, Savannah, we appreciate your time and good luck. I'm glad that you were able to realize that you were able to turn something that you enjoyed as a hobby now into a collegiate sport for you.
Yep. Thanks. Thank you so much for having me. It was really fun talking to you guys.
Best of luck to you both academically and athletically, and we'll keep an eye on you, Savannah.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you once again. That's Savannah Mott, one of the e-sport players at Siena Heights University. Once again, I want to thank Siena Heights University, Magic Fountain Mini Storage, and Auto Wash as well. Well, Coach, we got hopefully a doubleheader on Wednesday with you and Pat against with Siena Heights taking on Indiana Tech in basketball, both men's and women's.
Yeah, we're hopeful. You know, we kind of wait to see what happens the next day like everybody is, and we're hopeful. And then from there, there'll be a lot of activity for we're going to be going every Wednesday, Saturday, at least the Saints will be.
Yeah.
And with an okay couple Mondays for the ladies.
Yeah, that's hopefully they can get things worked out over there. I know I just read, too, where we had to cancel the first wrestling event that they had happened. So it's just it's a tough thing going on right now.
Yeah, and, you know, the variant, everybody says, you know, it's certainly not as scary as we were a year ago, but still it's just as contagious. And we all, you know, I got these masks, and you and I are looking through a big old
that's right. piece of plexiglass.
And we're going to stay safe.
That's right. Well, again, thank you very much to Coach Steve Robinson. Appreciated him and his input and some knowledge he imparted on me. And again, to Savannah Mott, we appreciate having her on as well. And we're going to take a time out. We're going to come back with CBS programming right after this. But we'll be back on, again, I got a game tomorrow night on the Cave against Onset and Clinton, and then Fred and Pat will be Wednesday as they'll take on Siena Heights taking on Indiana Tech right here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.